Before we get totally self-driving cars, we get the tech that's halfway there.
Having a human step inside the control loop at the last possible minute is a guaranteed disaster.
From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech, Demystifying the Digital Economy. I'm Molly Wood. Totally self-driving cars will be here one day, there's no doubt about it. But in the short term, the tech still relies on people to grab the wheel when necessary. But the thing about humans is, if we have the chance to stop paying attention, we will. In two fatal accidents involving Tesla's autopilot system, it appears that drivers did not necessarily take over when the semi-autonomous system wasn't up to the task. Missy Cummins directs the Humans and Autonomy Lab at Duke University and, as it happens, was one of the U.S. Navy's first female fighter pilots. I asked her, what's between now and fully self-driving cars?
Well, I think that one of the problems with these levels are that they seem linear and that we should go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. But the reality is there are really two different paths. There's the 1, 2, 3 path, and then there's the 1, 2, 4, 5 path. And the reason that this is an issue is because level 3, which is where the automation is partially capable but not fully capable, and we have to have that in the cases where the cars can't perform under all conditions, then the car hands over control back to the human. And this is the deadliest phase. And in fact, I'm pretty much against level 3. I don't think it should exist at all, because one thing I know as a former fighter pilot, having a human step inside the control loop at the last possible minute is a guaranteed disaster.
And yet we see car makers going there. Yeah, in fact, I think, you know, we arguably see Tesla sort of pushing that on consumers. Does it make drivers sort of part of a living R&D lab on city streets?
Well, I think there are two issues here, I think. Number one, should we have cars that have to ask for humans' intervention at time-critical periods? That answer is no. And I think, but that's a separate issue of, should we allow car makers to use the American public as guinea pigs to test out these new technologies? And I also think that answer is no.
What needs to happen? You know, setting aside what we think might or might not in the current environment, what does need to happen from NHTSA or any other officials?
So the reality is we still need to invest in this technology. I'm not a Luddite. I run a robotics lab. I want the technology to continue to progress. And so one of the things that I personally have been advocating for is that we need to establish vision tests for autonomous vehicles. One of the things that we know about driverless cars are that their perception systems, what makes them see, are deeply flawed. So if we know that the perception systems are deeply flawed, then we need to have a set of tests that the cars must be able to pass before they're allowed on public roads.
Missy Cummins directs the Humans and Autonomy Lab at Duke University. Just this month, California cops invented a new maneuver to pull over Tesla drivers if they fall asleep while their cars are on autopilot. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM. December 31st is coming up fast, and that means time is running out to support Marketplace and make your gift go twice as far. Donate today at marketplace.org to invest in news you value and trust, and your contribution in any amount will be matched dollar for dollar by our friends at Candida. Thanks for believing in what we do.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.